Nope. Did a good job of preparing, and so I was really happy for the success they had tonight. You know, the plays they made helped their team, and again, those kids work hard. They deserve it.
Can you go back over?
What was the 16-play field goal drive where to kind of turn momentum there at the end of the first quarter, being in the second quarter, and maybe kind of give your defense a flow and everything?
Yeah, sure. It helped. Yeah, absolutely. Long drives are always, they're good for the defense, and they're better when you get in the end zone, but, you know, those are still good drives. Yeah, I mean, our offense did a good job. Miami's got a good defensive club, and we got a lot of guys up front that are tough, and, you know, we tried to stay up and block them and made some plays in the passing game, ran a ball. You know, so it was a pretty good balanced attack.
Coach, what do you think about the fight of your defense? Seems like you're pretty pumped up at the end of the game, giving the guys congratulations.
Well, they played hard tonight. I mean, they beat a good football team here. You know, they played hard. They deserve it.
Does anybody show those kind of hands in practice?
Yeah, you know, he does. He's got pretty good hands. You know, he does some deep snapping and all that. He handles the ball pretty well. Those two good catches, you know. I mean, he really had to extend and reach out and catch the ball. It didn't, you know, hit him right between the 5 and the 0 like, you know, sometimes it does on those picks, but. And that was a heck of a play, both of them. I mean, outstanding plays, and that really, those are big. They bailed us out.
What did you tell your team afterwards? We heard a large cheer in there about a couple, maybe 2-3 minutes ago.
Yeah, you know, just congratulating them on the win. I mean, they deserve it. They were the better team tonight, and they deserved to win. They played hard, and they made more plays than Miami did.
Was there some sort of adjustment with Ninkovich? Was he covering more or than he normally does out there?
No.
Bill, can you go back over Tate's kickoff return at the start of the second half? Obviously a momentum swing, what you saw.
Well, we had run we'd run the other return. You know, we come back to the other side, and then this one we kind of bounce it outside, and then you got a great block from Sammy Morris, and then just turned it on and split it. You know, Brandon's been close several times this year. You know, close to one in Cincinnati, but he's been close a couple other times, and you know, he doesn't need much room. But Sammy Morris made a great block. They did a nice job. You know, Woody and Rob, I mean, all those guys, Paige, I mean, they really did, you know, the wedge, Gronk and Crump and Dan Connolly. I mean, those guys just did a good job of blocking, and Tate hit it, and it was all over.
Bill, how much of Chung's blocks were his own effort, and how much was scheme or something making it picked up?
Well, it's both. I mean, you know, it's not just the guy who blocks it, it's the other guys that, you know, hit the gaps and take the blockers and open it up for the guy that they miss. So it was a nice job by, you know, by the whole team. And you know, first thing was a well-designed play by Scott and Coach O'Brien. You know, we were fortunate to be able to make the play. You know, we've been close on a couple and haven't gotten them. So, you know, it was great to get them this week.
Did you see anything in the first half with Miami special teams that you needed to exploit in the second half?
No. We just, you know, went into the game with a game plan, and we tried to follow the game plan.
Not a good example of complimentary football.
Yeah, it's great. Yeah, we got plays from every phase of the game. It was awesome tonight. The players really played hard. They played unselfishly, and we got the win. So that's what we came down here for.
Coach, you scored 6 points in the first half, 35 points in the second. Are you surprised you were going to put that many points up the board in one half?
No, I wasn't that surprised, but I guess everybody else is. No, you know, you make plays, you score points. If you don't make them, you don't score. So.
Bill, did you sense the team rallying around the idea that people weren't believing that the Patriots could come down and win?
I don't know. We went through the last 3 down here. It's 3 out of 4 now, right?
3 out of 4.
I think our team's confident that we can win. Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I know we don't do it every time, but we think we can.
In your 36 years, have you had? Can you recall a game with the block field goal return for a touchdown, block punt, kickoff return for a score?
No, I don't think so. No, I can't imagine. There's too many of those in NFL history, to be honest with you. Plus offensive and defensive touchdowns. Yeah, it's a lot of good day for fantasy football.
Coach, you had a lot of great wins, obviously, with this ball club. Have you ever had one that well balanced in the sense of some special teams touchdowns?
Yeah, I don't know.
Runs, passes.
Well, you know, the Pittsburgh the divisional playoff or the AFC championship game there in 01, you know, that had a blocked field goal on return and the pass to Patton. So, you know, pretty good defensive effort. You know, I mean, hey, they're few and far between. So, we'll take a win however we can get it. We're happy with it. It's a good effort by the team. And now we just got to get back to work here and get ready for Baltimore. Okay. Thanks a lot.
Congratulations.
Thank you.